And now, not in you, and now with an ayin. Kismu lachem es hashira hazois. Write this song. You have, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. V'lamdas b'nei Yisrael v'sima b'fihem. Place it in their mouths. L'mantia li hashira hazois le'eid. This song should be a testimony, an aid, b'nei Yisrael. So now, what does Shira Hazois mean? Rashi says Shira Hazois is referring to Hazinu. If you noticed Hazinu, those of us that in the Sefer Torah is written like differently in columns, differently, almost like a poem. It looks like a poem, Hazinu, even though it doesn't rhyme. Our songs don't have to rhyme necessarily, but it's a song. Rashi says when we're referring to Ata Kisru Lachem Shira Hazois, it means Hazinu. We're recording? We are recording. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Now, but the Rambam brings something interesting. The Rambam says, "Mitzvas asay al kol ish v'ish mi Yisrael lichtoy sefer Torah." The Rambam says the mitzvah is to write a sefer Torah la'atzmoy. Shenema v'ata kisvul chemes hashira hazois. How does the Rambam say the mitzvah write a sefer Torah if the word shira is referring to parshas Hazinu? Says the Rambam, I'll tell you. Kiloimar. Kisvu lechem Torah sheyesh ba shira hazois. Write the Torah that has the shira inside of it. In other words, where does Hazinu exist? Inside of the Torah. So even though it says ata kisvu lechem es hashira, and the shira means what, my friends? Help me out. What does shira mean? Hazinu. Really, says the Rambam, it means write the Torah. I want to say write the Shira, because what's inside of the Torah? The Shira. Hazinu. Now the Rambam proves it to us. Maybe when the Torah says write the Shira, all it means is just to write Hazinu. How do you know it means to write the Sefer Torah, which has Hazinu? Says the Rambam, Lefi She'ein Koisin Es HaTorah Parshiois Parshiois. The Torah, when it's written, has to be written in its entirety. So if the Torah tells you to write Parshas Hazinu, can the Torah logically mean to just write Parshas Hazinu? Can't be. Why? There's no such thing as just writing one parsha in the Torah. It's all or nothing. Ain't a Torah nechtav in parashiyos parashiyos. Torah's not written just one parasha. We write an entire Sefer Torah. Yes, sir.
Where does he get that idea from? Does he have to write all?
So this is a halacha that's brought down in the Gemara, which has to do with exactly how Torah Shebichsav works. Torah Shebichsav, the entire Torah. We're going to challenge that halacha in a second, but that seems to be the given fact. The Torah has to be written the entire thing. So if the pasuk tells us write the Shira, and we know Shira means write Hazinu. So what is if the Torah means write Hazinu, what does the Torah have to mean? Not just write Hazinu, but write the entire thing. Can there be a mitzvah to just write Hazinu? The Rambam's clearly saying no. Because that's what it sounds like, and the Rambam's interpreting it. Ata kisvu lechem es hashira. What is the literal translation of the word shira? Or the literal meaning of the word shira? Hazinu. And still the Rambam says, no, not just Hazinu, the entire Torah, because it can't mean only the Torah. Comes along the Heilige Chassam Sofer. Ah, the Goyin Chassam Sofer. And he asks, but it's a simple, beautiful question. Sometimes questions are beautiful just from their simplicity. Frek the Chassam Sofer, I don't get it. We have a mitzvah to write mezuzahs. There's a mitzvah to write a mezuzah. And what is the mezuzah? The content of the mezuzah? Parshas in the Torah. The entire Torah? No. You have a mitzvah to write tefillin. What's inside? What's the content of the tefillin? The entire? No. You have a mitzvah to write Megillah Soita, which is right for the parasha of the Soita. Just the parasha of Soita. So why can't there be a mitzvah to just write the parasha of Hazinu? There's a mitzvah to write the parasha of Tefillin. There's a mitzvah to write the parasha of Mezuzah. There's a mitzvah to write the parasha of Soita. Why can't there be a mitzvah to write the parasha of Hazinu? I don't get it. What's the Rambam's compelling logic? I'm saying it must be that it says Shira, it means Kol Torah Kula. It can't mean just Hazinu. I mean, that's what the word means, Shira. But it can't be, because it's impossible. It cannot be a chiv to just write one parasha. Why not? Who said? I can prove you that there is such a thing. Mezuzah, tefillin,
and Saita. That's the kasha. Comes along the Chassam Sefer with a beautiful teretz. I mean, the kasha is beauty in its simplicity, and a teretz is beauty in its sophistication. Says the Chassam Sefer, there's a fundamental difference. Let's understand why the Torah has to be written in its entirety. There's a difference between what you do with your tefillin, what you do with your mezuzah, what you do with your saita, all those are in one compartment, and what you're supposed to do with this shira. What is the intention of this shira? What do you do with the parshas of the mezuzah? What do you do with them? Anyone? You what? You roll them up and you put them inside your doorpost. What do you do with the parshas of the tefillin? You roll them up and you put them on your arm, on your head. Do you read them?
No.
Let me tell you something else. What's that halacha if you would have a mezuzah on your door, a cloth, and you like leave the cloth open? Open. Well, I'm not going to close it. I'll leave it in a nice Lucite. Lucite's very, it's very in nowadays, you know. Get a nice Lucite box with an open mezuzah. Rabbi Buckler?
What
would be that halacha?
I think it's kosher.
If it's open?
I think it's kosher. I know you want to say it's not.
I think it's not kosher.
I know where you were going.
I think it's not kosher.
Why?
It has to be closed.
Why? It does?
Stafka meant to be closed. I think it might have been the Rambam. Okay, we're going to look it up. I believe that the halacha is that it's no good. It has to be closed. The idea, says the Chassam Sofer, is these are not meant to be learnt with. Not the mezuzah, not the tefillin, not the parsha saita. What do you do with parsha saita? What do we do with it? You erase it. What does the Torah tell you to do with this shira? V'ata kis v'lechem es ha-shira ha-zois v'lamdo es b'nei Yisrael. Use it to teach Klal Yisrael. What do we learn? From what books do we learn? From a Sefer Torah. You cannot learn from something that's only a part of the Torah. When we say that the Torah has to be written in its entirety, that's when it's being used as a Sefer. Being used to learn with, says the Chassam Sefer. Not when it's being used to be closed up and to be sealed up and put away. Then it's not. That's not the lambda. So what are we seeing over here? The importance of writing the Sefer Torah is in order to teach. If it's in order to teach, says the Rambam, you have to write the whole thing. You can't write part to teach. You can write part for your tefillin. You can write part for your mezuzah. You can write part for your parsha saita because those are not being used to teach.
Why can't you write part parsha?
Because that's the halacha is the Torah has to be nichtava. Can't be written nichtava parsha is parsha. Torah shebechsav is the whole thing.
It can't be written to be learned.
That's what we're saying. Can't be written to be learned. So you can't learn from a Torah, Shebechsav, unless it's inside a Torah.
You can't learn from the Parshas of Tefillin?
For example, can we take out... you can't learn from the Parshas of Tefillin. No. Can you take a Sefer Torah? Let's say you want to do Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. Can you take out just one cloth and read from a... Why not? What's Kriyas HaTorah? What is Kriyas HaTorah? It's learning. So why can't I just take out
It's not Kriyas
HaTorah. So, I'm proving to you from Kriyas HaTorah that you can't do that. And a Chanami. Torah has to be written.
Different.
What?
Why is it not different?
It's not different. What do you mean? Oh, that's an entire Sefer. It's also an entire Sefer.
So we have the whole time saying it's also the learn. No, because it's all. We're allowed to learn from Parashas.
Right.
That's not what you're saying. You mean that it's being written for the purpose of learning, and therefore it has to be written in its entirety.
Yeah, the din of Torah Shebechsav, the way the Torah Shebechsav is supposed to be written, is dafka that way. Okay, Rabbi Yisai.
The Torah goes by Svarim, saying Parashas is not.
No, yeah, the Gemara speaks about that. Maybe it should go by Svarim. The Gemara says that, no, all those Svarim are considered to be all part of one Sefer. Yeah. Al-Koponim, so like this. We have an interesting thing. The Torah says, V'ata kisvu lechem es ashira. You should write it. Lilamda in order to teach it. What is the main mitzvah? Is the main mitzvah the writing of the Sefer Torah? Or the main mitzvah is having something to learn from. It's one mitzvah. Ve'ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazois ve'lamdas b'nei Yisrael. Is the focus ata kisvu lachem, where the focus is have something ulalamda to teach with? Major ve'lamda. It's a major, major chakira. Again, let's read the pasuk. There's one mitzvah. Ve'ata kisvu lachem es ashira hazois ve'lamdas b'nei Yisrael. The ikar mitzvah is write it. What the Ikar Mitzvah is, have something to learn from.
Don't we already have a different process that teaches you to learn Torah?
And it's not a question of learning. Having something to learn from. Having sources. Having a safer to learn from. This is the Chakira.
Having something step one, you write it, step two, to learn. Why could it be one mitzvah?
No, it's not learning. It's a question is that you have to have some. You have to have a textbook to learn from, or you have to write it. Rabbi Isai, you will see, it's going to be a machlokes rishonim. Machlokes rishonim as follows: you're going to have your kashas. The Rambam seems to say clearly, seems to say the mitzvah is to write the Torah. The lashon of the Rambam is, says the Rambam. Sheyeh kol ish mimenu koy save sefer Torah la'atzmoy. Every person has to write a sefer Torah for himself. And says the Rambam, other places, mitzvah saseh kol ish mish miYisrael lichtoiv sefer Torah la'atzmoy. The Rambam seems to say the mitzvah is to write it, and the Minchas Chinuch is medayik in the Rambam. What happens if you don't know how to write?
Get a shliach.
Says the Minchas Chinuch, what about buying a Sefer Torah? It's not a shliach. Oh, but then you have something to learn from. But did you write it? Oh, says the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam holds buying a Sefer Torah is no good. You can't buy a Sefer Torah. You either have to write it yourself or make a shliach. Shlucha shel Adam kemaisai. Because the Rambam holds the mitzvah is the writing of the Sefer Torah. Says Akiva, however, if you hold the mitzvah is to have something to learn from, can you buy a Sefer Torah?
You're not helping.
You have something to learn from.
Maybe you have to write the whole thing?
And so we'll have numerous, the whole thing. We'll have numerous nafkaminas. Here we go, my friends. Nafkamina as follows. For example, what happens if a person wrote a Sefer Torah and then gave it away? This happens all the time. We have three Sefer Torah in here, right? Oh, so if you only lend the Sefer Torah, that's one thing. But if a person donates the Sefer Torah, you have to know this, Beis Hashem, when you write your Sefer Torah, do not give it away. Because if you hold the mitzvah as the writing of the Sefer Torah, will you mekayim your mitzvah? Yeah, you ought to save the Torah. But if you hold the mitzvah as having something to learn from, do you have a source book anymore? You gave it away. What happens if it got lost? What happens if the Sefer Torah is lost? Or Achman Litzlan, somehow it got damaged. If the mitzvah is to write it, I wrote a Sefer Torah, it's Mekayim the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is to have something to learn from, you don't have
to
do it for.
It needs to be that you write it, and then to a point to Monroe says that it's the learning. You have to write it, and that needs to be your number one usage whenever you learn Torah, you need to learn from the Sefer.
You have to have what to learn from. For example, listen to the Rush, Peladik Rush. The Rush says, a famous Rush, Bizman Hazeh, says the Rush, you know how you mekayim this mitzvah? It's good to know, boys. Anyone know this Rush? Not with writing Sifrei Torah, think. What? Similar, what? Buying Svarim. What's the Rush's Svara? Because the main point of the mitzvah is to have what to learn from. So you can learn from all the Svarim, whatever Svarim, says the Rush, any Svarim that you buy, you yoytze the mitzvah. It's good. So
does it have to be
Ashira Azais?
Has to at least include
Azinin,
no?
It's interesting. But in those, it has to have Tarsha Bechsav in it, maybe.
Why?
Interesting. How can a Gemara and Menachas? Menachas maybe. Yeah, but do more because there's Stam in it. But interesting. Good Kasha. Good Kasha.
Yeah, but you're learning it so much.
But the Rosh seems to argue on the Rambam. I don't know, maybe he argues on that also. We have two shitas here, my friends. The Rambam seems that the mitzvah is the ksiva. The mitzvah is the writing. The Rosh says the main part of the mitzvah is to have what to learn. According to the Rosh, if you buy a Sefer Torah from the street, you're going to be out to the mitzvah. L'chayre, yeah. I have what to learn from now. I don't necessarily have to write the Sefer Torah. This appears to be a machloikas here between the Rosh and the Rambam. Comes along Rav Asher Weiss, and he says a beautiful chatliya l'shitasim. Listen carefully, okay? Are you allowed to sell a Sefer Torah? So now, everyone says you shouldn't sell a Sefer Torah. The question is why? Listen carefully. If you got the machloikas klo, you'll get this. Why shouldn't you sell a Sefer Torah? So says the Rosh, because you're losing out on your mitzvah. So the Rosh says.
Already did it.
But the Rambam is not going to say that. Why not? Because you wrote it already. The Rambam says you don't sell your Sefer Torah because do you sell your wife's diamond ring? Not a good idea. I'm just telling you. Why not? This is not the type of thing you sell. Don't sell a Sefer Torah. It's a bizoyin for a Sefer Torah. Don't put a Sefer Torah up for sale. Says the Rambam. Lashon the Rambam is Sefer Torah kasher noying him by kedusha yisayir v'kavod gadol v'aser l'adam limkar Sefer Torah. What does it sound like from the Rambam? Not because of the mitzvah, because it's kavod gadol. You don't put Sefer Torah on eBay. It doesn't belong on eBay. So therefore, the Rosh says you're being mevatel your mitzvah. You can't sell it. According to the Rosh, the Tzlishi Tosai says the mitzvah is having what to learn with. Therefore, the Rosh says, if you sell it, you lose your mitzvah. Someone said, very good, l'chayr. What happens? I already have another Sefer Torah. Maybe according to the Rosh, you could sell it. According to the Rambam, it's still going to be a bizayin Sefer Torah.
According to the Rambam, let's say you find the Sefer Torah ruined, and you sell it. That guy's going to get the mitzvah because
he's going to sell it. It's still a Sefer Torah.
Why?
It's Apostle Sefer Torah is still a Sefer Torah. We don't throw Apostle Sefer Torah in the garbage. We don't.
Maybe not.
You could also get a mitzvah. Maybe I hear. Maybe. I hear. Could be. Don't know. Could be. Okay. Yeah. This Shaila that we spoke about. What about if a person gives away a Sefer Torah? Seems to be a machloikas between the Torah Schayim and the Pischei Tshuva. Person has a Sefer Torah, and it was given to the Tzibor, or was lost. Do you have to write a new one? The Torah Chaim in Sanhedrin says, he has to write a new one. He doesn't have a Sefer Torah. Masha'enki in the Pischei Tshuva is a medayik in the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, that the Rambam holds, you don't have to write a new one. Only maybe a melech has to write a new one, not a regular person. So the Rambam l'shita, so holds that the mitzvah is the writing. You don't have to write a new one. You wrote it already. Mekayim your mitzvah. However, if you hold like the Rosh, the mitzvah is having what to learn with. If you lose it, so then avadi, you're going to have to have a new one. So now, Rabbi said, I'd like to say another interesting nakuda here, which is as follows. Are women mechuyiv in the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? Are women mechuyiv in the mitzvah of writing? Think carefully. Are women mechuyiv in the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? So listen to this. The Shagas Aryeh brings Yesh La'ayin Im Noshim Chayavas Mitzvah Seizu Shoksiva Sefer Torah Ka'anoshim. And he says, the Rambam writes, V'hu Shetzivanu Shinyeh Kol Ish Mimenu Koisev Sefer Torah La'atzmai. Kol Ish, not Isha. It's a Dirik Rambam, but it's Mefurish. Later on, Rambam mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvahs writes, Mitzvah Yudches, Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, Ein Noshim Chayovas Behem. Black on white, women are not chayv.
Well, you don't even need that for the Rambam.
What? They're not chayv.
You don't need that halacha. You just say, like, maybe the Rambam would hold it, saying the Rosh would
hold on. Hold on. The Rambam says you're not. We're going to get back. We're going to try to plug it in. The Shagas Aryeh says the Rambam, black on white, the Rambam, you're not mechuyev. Frecht, the Shagas Aryeh, I don't get it. Because even if you tell me the mitzvah is to learn Torah, and women aren't mechuyev to learn Torah, that's not true. Women are mechuyev to learn Torah. It's a misnomer. Women have to learn Torah. They only have to learn certain parts of Torah. Which parts of Torah do they have to learn? They have halachas. They have to know what to do. So women can make brachos of Torah. Why? Because they also have a din Talmud Torah. Frek the Shagas Aryeh. So why women patur from this mitzvah? I don't get it. What? Oh, very good. Maybe not Torah Shebichsav, only Torah Shebal Peh. Excellent. It's not exactly what he says, but something similar. Yeah, Yitzi's saying that there's no mitzvah of Torah Shebichsav on Nashim. They only have a mitzvah of Torah Shebal Peh. Even though they do more Tzenerena and more, they end up doing more Torah Shebichsav than we do. We do Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, but whatever. It's not, I guess. But I think it's similar to what he says over here. The Minchas Chinuch says the following answer. I'm sorry, the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says the following thing. He says, there's very difference between our learning Torah and their learning Torah. By the way, in the women's schools, they call it a sheyer. They don't call it sheer. They're going to a sheyer. And I think the reason is, they shouldn't... I was once talking to like one of my cousins who's like a little bit modern. She's like, I'm going to night seder. I'm like, oh my gosh. She's such a masmida. It's crazy. But it's a sheyer. It's not a sheer. They go to sheyer. We go to sheer. Just don't get confused that we should think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's not that we do more and they do less. The whole nature of our learning is different than their learning. When women learn Torah, they don't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Women just have a need to know. They don't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. If I could somehow put a computer chip and the woman would have all the information, they'd be fine. There's no mitzvah for them to learn. There's a mitzvah for them to have the knowledge. Says the Beis Halevi, that's the pshat. Listen to this interesting Gemara. The Gemara asks, Noshim b'may zachin. Gemara asks, how are women zoicha? Where did they get mischus of Torah from? Is anyone of the Gemara answers? Gemara says, because they wait for their husbands, they come back from night seder. What do you mean? Why don't you just say because they learn? Women also learn. What do you mean b'may zachin? The answer is, women don't have Talmud Torah. Women have something else. They have yediyas haTorah. They need to know their halachas. They don't have the mitzvah of limud Torah. If that's the case, says the Beis Halevi, it says in the pasuk, it says ata kislam asishira azois ulelamda lebnei Yisrael. Teach the Torah in limud Torah. The women aren't shaykh.
How could they make a bracha betzibana?
So apparently, that's you have to know what the bracha is on. The Chaim Briskus says the bracha is on the cheft of Torah. Asking a good question. So how do you make this? What? Okay, the question is what is the bracha exactly? Yeah, it's interesting, right? I'll call upon him. Rabbi Isai, I'll call upon him. This is the teretz. The Rambam says Nashama Potter from Mitzvah Ksiva Sevator. Why? Because they're Mufka from the Lambda. But what's the problem? The problem is the Rambam Shita is what's the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? The writing, not the Lambda. It's the writing of the Sefer Torah. Yeah.
That's from the Pasuk Yishish.
What do you mean?
So for the Rambam, that's learning from the Pasuk Yishish.
It doesn't say in the Pasuk Yishish. Only the Rambam says Yishish. The Pasuk says, Va'ata kisvi lechem es hashir azois. The Pasuk itself doesn't say, we're medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam says Yishish, but where does the Rambam get it from? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Ish. It just says, Ata kisvu lachem es hashir azois ulalamda. So the Rambam's focus is on the kisvu lachem. The Rosh is focused on the lalamda. I understand why the Rosh would say that Nashim Apata from Sefer Torah. But why is the Rambam saying Nashim Apata from Sefer Torah? So the truth is, the Sefer Nachlas Tzvi brings a different reason from the Minchas Chinuch of why maybe Nashim are pater from Ksiva Sefer Torah, because they're not shayach in Kshira, and anyone's not shayach in Kshira is not shayach in Ksiva. A whole limud of maybe women just can't write the Sefer Torah practically. They're puzzled to be a Sefer. So can you be mechuyev of a woman who can't write a Sefer Torah to write a Sefer Torah? What? She can't. She wouldn't be able to write that either. She can't write any of these things. What?
Because she has no
chiv on putting on tefillin. It's a special gzeres hakosev that he says maybe for that reason she's pater from writing it because she can't. But perhaps we could say something else. And with this, we're going to close. Maybe the Rambam is not ignoring the second half of the pasuk. What, it doesn't say lalamda? It's like, it's not a question of what it says. You were handling. Is it one pasuk, two pasukim? Can it be two chiyuvim, three? The Ramavan agrees. The kisvu is what's the purpose of the kisvu? Lalamda. Just the Rambam says the mitzvah is the writing for the purpose of learning. So if you wrote it, you're making the mitzvah. True. The Rambam says the mitzvah is the writing, but he's not ignoring that the writing has to be something that can bring you to learning. You just have to write it, write something that can bring you to learning. If I'm not mechuyev to learn, I'm not mechuyev to write. The Rambam is saying the mitzvah is the writing. The Rosh seems to say the mitzvah is only having the hechatimtza to learn. So it's a very, very subtle machloikas Rambam and Rosh. The Rambam agrees that in the end we have a goal of it being learned. He just says, write a Sefer Torah that can be learned from. Once you wrote a Sefer Torah that can be learned from, you're mechuyev your mitzvah. It disappeared, I still wrote it. The Torah told me to write it, I wrote it. But does the Rambam agree it has to be something to be learned from? For sure the Rambam agrees. V'horaya, how does the Rambam know that the mitzvah is to write the whole Torah and not just to write Hazinu? What? Because it says Lalamda. The Rambam brought Lalamda, very first Rambam. Rambam says, how do I know the mitzvah is not just to write Vashu Hazois? Because you have to learn from it. And how could you learn from it? Must be that it's the entire Torah. Why is it any different than Tefillin? Why is it any different than Mezuzah? Because those you don't learn from. This you learn from. So what do I see in the Rambam? That I'm looking at the Lalamda vis-a-vis. The Atakis Vulachem. Write something that can be learned from. Therefore the Rambam says it's the entire Torah. And therefore the Rambam says that it has to be Dafka Men. Because he agrees with the Rush that there is this element of being able to learn from. Just the Rush says that's the entire mitzvah. Have something, you could buy svarim. I don't care what you buy, right? I don't care what it is. It's just about having something to learn from. You could buy it. Rambam says no, you have to write it. But everyone agrees that it's going to have this nakuta. That's it for tonight, my friends.